So we're going to stop here, but just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, so one of the chedushim that you find in the parasha of Soita, something that features very prominently in the Gemaras and certainly in the Machshava, and that is part and parcel of the Tyrus HaMetzora was that the Kohen would take a cloth that had a parasha of the Torah written in it, including that parasha were obviously Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They would take this special magical potion and they would pour it on top of this cloth and they would be Moichik the Shem Hashem. Now the reason this is such a chiddush is because Mechikas Hashem is one of the worst averus that a person could do. Imagine going to a Sefer Torah and being Moichik one of the Shemus HaKadosh. It's unfathomable. But this is something that was done. Torah said that this is what you're supposed to do. It's not questionable whether you do or don't do it. But in the Olam HaMachshava, it's a very, very big chiddush that we would do this. Chazal say that this was coming to teach us the importance of shalom. Because we're dealing with a shalom bias situation between a husband and a wife. And this is hopefully going to resolve the fact that we know that this woman was not mezana, and as a result, she can go back home and live together with her husband. Gadol HaShalom, say Chazal, that shalom is so important, sheshmish nichtav biktusha, that the shem HaKodesh, which is something that ordinarily you would never be able to touch, yimacha. It's because of what's at stake over here. And that is shalom, that shmish and nichta b'ktusha, that we're willing to forego something as chomer, as mechikas Hashem. What's pashup shot? Why is it that shalom is so important that we're willing to overlook mechikas Hashem? I think the pashup shot is based on a Lashon HaRambam in the end of Hilchas Chanukah. So this is not Dover Be'ita, but this is the last Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam is discussing well-known halachas. We're dealing with an Araman. He has very little money, and he has to literally make decisions. Should I take the money and use it for Chanukah Lecht? Maybe I should use it for Ner Beisoy to be able to light candles Friday night. Maybe I should use it to buy wine for Kiddush. Maybe for a Suda. So says the Rambam, in the course of these halachas, if a person had enough money for Ner Beisoy, to light up his house, or more specifically for Shabbos, or for Ner Chanukah. Or he had enough in Ner Beisai, or to make Kiddush. Ner Beisai Koitem. He should use it for lighting candles Friday night. Why? Mishum Shalom Beisai. Because if you have light in your house on Shabbos, there'll be shalom in your house. And if you're living in Choshech, there might not be it. And how do you know that shalom bias is more important than making Kiddush? How do you know shalom bayis is more important than Chanukah? Sharei Hashem nimchak latzei shalom inish lishtoi. Says the Rambam, I know from the parasha of Soita, because you find that the shame of Hashem was nimchak latzei shalom inish lishtoi. And then the Rambam concludes, Gadol HaShalom, shakol ha-toyre nitno latzei shalom ba'olam. Because the whole Torah was given to bring shalom in the world. Shenemar derachei adarchi noyam, those are the last words of the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam, I think, is explaining his halacha. Why am I saying with such confidence that shalom is more? Why is it that the Shem HaKodesh is nimchak lasei shalom? It's because the tachas of the Bria, if you could understand it on that level, the tachas of the Torah was lasei shalom ba'olam. So it's pashut that shalom overrides everything. It even overrides mechikas Hashem. I think that's the Pashup Shah. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi from the Kozhik Lavagoy in Hashem Yom Kom Damai. He brings from the Maral in the Sefer Nesivas Oilam, who said a Dover Noira. He said, we know the Gemara says in Masech Shabbos Daf Yud that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. So said the Maral that the reason it was okay to do Mechikas Hashem, Lasso Shalom, because although when you do Mechikas Hashem, essentially what you're doing is you're erasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, you're doing it Lasei Shalom. And because you're doing it Lasei Shalom, you're immediately being Mesakin what it is you are Mekalkel. Because what's the Oimik in Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom? What, if you're going to call Hashem by His name, if you say Shalom, you should know you're referring to Him accurately? That's not the Oimik. The oimik is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashvish shchinasoi b'shalom. That in shalom is shchina. So you're right, mechikas Hashem is a terrible thing because you're removing HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachu from the world. That is the inyan of mechikas Hashem, whatever that means. But you're replacing it immediately. You're being mesakin masha kilkul tekefu miyad by bringing shalom ba'olam. And as a result, there really is no kilkul. And being that you're doing it machma shalom, so there's no kilkul, if there's no kilkul, that's the yisayit of Gadol HaShalom. Sheshmi shenichta b'kedusha yimachik al Hashem. Says the Eretz Tzvi, said the Kozhik Lavav, that with this, you can answer something that always bothered me. Say, it's not a kasha, but it bothered me anyways. And that is, so the Saita comes now to the Makom HaMikdash, and we're going to do what we need to do. Why? Because we want to bring Shalom. And one of the things we do is Mechikas Hashem. Aye, Mechikas Hashem is such a problem. Oh, because God Allah, the Ramadan, the Filchas Chanukah, all the Musa Shmuzin. That's all good, said the Kasha Glava, if she ends up being Tahar. What happens if she ends up being Tame? What happens if it's Vitzafsa's Bitna? It's not going to be Shalom. And by the way, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a raglayim ledavar, that's probably going to happen. That's why, that's the time of the crow. We needed a pasuk, but that's the time of the crow. Why? And Erechad is believed to say Toma wants this kid of Estira. So said the Kasha Glava, so this always, so again, it's not a Kasha. Why is it not a Kasha? Because we're playing the odds and we're hoping. And Fakaret, Shalom is so important that on a tzad that maybe we'll bring Shalom. But he said, it always bothered me, this Kasha. Oh, but this Marali says a Mafteach, it's a Pesach to understanding what's happening. Says the Kasha Glava, that if you look at the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah, the Ramban says that if you think about the Parsha of Saita, it's one big miracle, right? It's not al Pidarech HaTeva. If you think about it, it's a plea. This woman, based on this Mayim HaMa'arim, is going to be determined whether she's innocent or she's guilty. The Ramban's Lashon, V'hine, Ein b'chol mishpatei HaTorah, Dover toli b'nes, Zulasi ha'inyin hazeh. He said, this is the only halach in the whole Torah that is somehow predicated on miracle. Shehu pele v'nes kavua she'yasa b'Yisrael b'yoysam ruben oysam resayin shalmakim. That it's a nes, it's a pele, when the Yidin are oysam resayin shalmakim. And he goes on to explain why Dafkin, this parasha, they should decide that this is where he's going to show us. And after his whole arichas, he concludes with one line, v'haklal shehu nes v'kovid gadol b'Yisrael. So said the Kasha Glava, that David doesn't perform miracles. We live in a world that has to upon him. By tzaddikim, there were miracles. But you wake up in the morning, you're not necessary unless you know how to look. But nisim, shalaika derech hateva, they're very hard to find. In the parasha of Soita, there were nisim, shalaika derech hateva. Which means that if somebody witnessed the Soita, not the innocent Soita, but he witnessed the guilty Soita, you know what he saw? He saw Vitzafsa's bitna. But at the same time, he saw a Ness, he saw a Pella, he saw something he would never forget. And in an ironic way, he got a Chizuk and a Muna in an unbelievable way. So the Kasha Glava says, he says that what's the whole Inyan? What's the whole Inyan of Mechikas Hashem? Again, the morale, because we don't want to remove HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vim Kain, I'll read to you inside, it's more geshmak. Al Yidei Ashka Samayim. Through the drinking of the water, Yizbara V'Yizkala Le'en Kol, Ki Godol Adinein of Rav Kayach. Elokeinu shebashamayim kol hashechafitz asa. V'nisbara mizeh emunas metzias Hashem v'hashkachasai v'yucholtai v'toyer min hashamayim. V'nimtza d'bezeh gamke haviksivas Hashem shekoysev shem Hashem alibois b'nei Yisrael v'choykek zichro yisparach al nafshon. Through the soita, the guilty soita. You know what happened? A tremendous chizek in amuna. Listen to this line. V'imchashuv ksivas Hashem. He says, if the Shem Hashem has a chshivus, when you write it on a klaf, which is a doimim, kal v'chomer ben kal v'chomer, shenachshav ksivas mash chayrus Hashem hakadosh aluach liban shal b'nei Yisrael. Could you imagine the chshivus and the kedusha that the Shem Hashem has when it's written on the neshama of the yid? So says that Eretz Tzvi, said the Kasha Glava, that the maral was megalah to us, an understanding of why Mipnei Hashalom are willing to be Meichik at Hashem. It's because we're not really being Meichik to Hashem. Meaning, we're being Meichik it here, but we're being Koisif it over there. We're replacing it immediately. Because the same Meichik at Hashem that's happening is being replaced by the Shalom. Because in Shalom, there's Ashoyis Hashchina. If that's the Oimek and why it's okay to be Meichik to Shem Hashem, then it is equally as prevalent and relevant in the event that she's guilty. Because although it's true if she's guilty, maybe there won't be Shalom. But at the same time, Amunah there's going to be. And Ksiva Hashem there's going to be. And he says not just Ksiva on an ois and on a klaf that's a doimim. But Fakir, this is the Shem Hashem that's Chokuk and Alibam Shal B'nei Yisrael, which if the Shem Hashem has Kedusha when it's on a klaf, Kal V'chomer ben Kal V'chomer, the level of Kedusha it's going to have when it's written on the Yid. But Al Koponim, the Parsha of Soita is a Parsha of Shalom, the Parsha of Soita is a Parsha of Amunah, and that's the Oimik, and why we're willing to do Mechikas Hashem for Shalom, why we're willing to do Mechikas Hashem for Amunah. Because Mechikas Hashem is the Taich that on some level you're losing some of Elikus in the world. In the Parsha of Soita, either way, whether whether she's innocent or whether she's guilty, regardless, it's immediately going to be replaced. If she's innocent, it's being replaced with shalom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashvash chinasei by shalom. And if she's guilty, then it's going to be replaced with amunah, with the nes and the pella that the Ramban talks about in Parashas Nasai. But regardless, there's never mechikas Hashem. Because there's never mechikas Hashem, it's for that reason, one of the inyanim of the Saita was the inyan of mechikas Hashem.